Welcome to Michiana Stories, a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library at 88.1 WVPE, featuring conversations about life in Michiana. Today, Music Village instructor Buddy Pearson speaks with his Rock School 101 students.
What were some of the most challenging songs you've learned so far?
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Why was that?
It was so low through most of it.
That's true.
I am very
and that was a long song, too.
Yeah.
That was a long one for us. How about you, Gab?
For me, it was probably House of the Rising Sun, and not because it's that much of a hard song, but that was when we, like, first started off, and I didn't really have experience with working with others besides being, like, a one-on-one kind of group, so that was definitely pretty hard for me.
All right, John, what do you think so far?
It's probably Painted Black.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was always the F bar chord because I was just starting with bar chords.
Yeah.
Pretty hard.
Jack, you have an answer. What song?
Hey Jude.
It was hard for you?
Yeah.
It was a lot. There was a lot of guitar chords in that.
I just couldn't remember it.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah, but you remembered it later. So that's all that.
Eventually.
You remembered it later.
I actually did it.
Okay. Now it's good answers from everybody. Now it's your turn.
What inspired you to become a musician?
I saw a guy on Saturday Night Live play bass. I was 12. I was playing upright bass then. I was just doing it because my parents forced me to do it. I really didn't want to do it. And I saw a guy playing electric bass on Saturday Night Live, and one of my friends was like, well, if that little skinny guy can do it, you could do it. And I thought, well, I'll give it a go. And I never stopped after that. All right, who would you say right now at your ripe old age are some of your musical influences?
Probably my grandpa is definitely a big one. And also you're a big one, too.
Thank you.
You've influenced me a lot.
How about you, Jack? Anything that you like?
Does it have to be someone who plays guitar?
Not necessarily.
My brother.
Aww, look at that. Brother's an influence. Yeah. All right. What have you learned besides music? I would say, well, music in general. I mean, that's an easy thing. But what have you learned so far in the year and a half that we've been doing this in Rock School 101?
Not to be afraid to do stuff.
There you go. Yeah, jump off the cliff. That's why we're here. You know, you can make the Z notes here. You know, it's okay. That's why. Gavin.
Basically, just socializing skills and how to work with other people.
All right. Mace?
I think just how different every single one of us that we worked with did this was, and how much we had in common over just this one thing, and how many friends I've made through this.
Mm-hmm. Alex, what would you say that you have learned?
Well, the band thing has really helped me with I've gotten over my stage fright thing.
Right, there you go, nice. Jack, you got an answer for me, or no?
Yeah.
What have you learned so far?
To keep going when things get tough.
There you go. Right. And remember the cardinal rule of Rock School 101. If you stop, what do?
Figure out how to keep going.
Keep going. Don't drop the ball. And if you drop the ball, just don't stand there and look at it. You know what I mean? Just keep going. Okay, take me out of the picture. Do you see yourself playing 5 years from now? How about you, Macy? Do you see yourself singing 5 years from now?
Definitely.
Gavin?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that was a rhetorical question.
Yeah.
That was Music Village instructor Buddy Pearson speaking with his Rock School 101 students, including Charles Alexander Bucklew, Jack Bucklew, Gavin Doherty, Jonathan Kirkman, and Macy McCausland. Michiana Stories can be heard Mondays at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and at 4:45 during All Things Considered. Michiana Stories is a production of the St. Joseph County Public Library and 88.1 WVPE.